We're about to begin Siman Samachtes in Hilchos Krishma. The first sifid of it is quite long, and we'll only be doing part of it today. So we begin, the Mechaber says a halacha that does not sound all that familiar, and we'll see what our minhag is. The Mechaber says, "Im yesh bnei adam sheyispalu kol echad b'fnei atzmo b'yachid." You have a group of people. Each of these people has already said, they have already davened, but b'yachidus. V'lo shama lo kadosh v'lo kedusha. They did not hear kadosh and kedusha. So what do they do? Omed echad mehem, which means you have 10 people, each one davened on his own, but on his own, b'yachidus. They didn't hear kadosh and kedusha. One of them now, after davening, they get together in shul, and one of them, after davening, gets up, v'omer kadosh, he says the chatzi kadosh before baruchu, u'baruchu, when he says baruchu, u'bracha rishona yotzer or, as well as the first bracha of Birkas Krishma, although he said it already. The Mechaber Shita is that the idea of saying a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu is insufficient because since everyone knows that Baruch Hu is followed by Yotzer Or, if you don't say it, it's Nira Kakofer. It looks like Chalila, the person denies that Hashem is the creator of light and darkness. Therefore, he's got to say Yotzer Or. Says the Mechaber, V'ze Nikrak Poris Al Shema. This is what is referred to in Chazal as a poris al shema. What does that mean? Loshen chaticha prusa. The word poris means a broken piece. She'ein omer melech tzas mimena. You're only saying part of it. Of shema and its brachis, you're only saying one part. You're saying baruch hu and yotzer or. Now the Mechaber Shita was that you've got to say the bracha of yotzer or, although he's already said yotzer or when he davened. But he's repeating yotzer or not to, so that he does not appear to be a kofer. The minhag today is not to say Yotzer Or. Since everyone answers Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Vaed, it does not look like you've stopped there as an apikoris. So the Mechaber sheet is to say Yotzer Or. The Ramah sheet is to say just Kaddish and Baruch. Now the Ramah says, Yesh omim sheporsim b'krishma shal arvis kamo b'shachris. There's a day that the same thing will apply to Mariv, that someone could say Baruch Hu at Mariv also. Says the Ramah, V'lo Nogu came, Mishim Deleke Kaddish Kodem Baruch Hu Shal Arvis. Since there is no Kaddish before Baruch Hu in Mariv, the Iker reason to be Poros Al Shema is not for Baruch Hu actually, but for the Kaddish that precedes it. Since in Mariv you don't have the Kaddish that precedes it, there is no such Takana. Now there are those that do say Kaddish before Baruch Hu in Mariv also. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that that is a later minhag, and therefore it doesn't have the same chashivas as the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, which is an ancient minhag. Now we go back to Shachris in the Mechaber. La'acha shesimu birkas yotzer or, after he finishes the bracha of yotzer or. So remember, he said Kaddish and Baruch Hu. He had to say yotzer or, so he shouldn't look like an apikoris, according to the Mechaber, and the Ramah disagreed. So what does he then do? Omer Avos Ugvuris, he says the first two brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, Avos Baruch Ata Hashem, the first bracha, Lakeinu Velkei Avosenu, Gvuris Ata Gibor, and Kedusha, then he says Kedusha, Va'ata Kadosh, continues to say the third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, V'zeh Nikra Over Lefnei Ateva. This is called Over Lefnei Ateva, that he's saying Kedusha, and we will later see, he then completes the entire Shmoneh Esrei to himself. So this person will repeat the Shmoneh Esrei to himself. Says the Mechaber, Veinosn Dvar Melu B'Pachas Miyud. You cannot be Poros Al Shema and Over B'Fnei Ateva unless you have a minion there. Mishum Dehavet Dvarim Shebekdusha. These are what are called Dvarim Shebekdusha. V'tzarech Lach Sarach. Yeah, and Dvarim Shebekdusha need a minion. The Gemara has a limud that Dvarim Shebekdusha need ten. Says the Mechaber, V'tzarech Lach Sarach Vov Shaloshamu. L'chatchilo, we don't do this unless Rove of the Minyan, which means six people, have yet to have heard Kaddish and Baruch Hu or Kedusha. Da'inu Rove HaAsara, that's the majority of the ten. V'im einam nimtzoim afilu b'shvil echad shelo shama omrim. Whereas if you cannot find six, even for one, if one person hasn't heard Kaddish and Baruch Hu, that would justify doing this. Not only that, but let's say you have a Minyan. Of that minion, one of them didn't hear Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Va'afilu mishe shama yachol lifros al shama v'lava lifnei ateva b'shvilo so shalosh shama. Even though it's only one that didn't hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu, a different one is allowed to be the one that's Paras al Shema and over Lifnei Ateirva. He is the one that can, the other one who already said, who already heard Kaddish and Baruch Hu, he can go and say Kaddish Baruch Hu Yotzerar according to the Machaber and Shemone Esrei. When we come Malkom, nevertheless, im also shalosh shama baki lifras al Shema v'lav Lifnei Ateirva. If the one that did not hear knows how to, mutiv shiyifros v'yavol lifnei ateva hu mishifros v'yavol lifnei ateva achar shekvar shama. There is definitely a he will definitely take precedence. Meaning, if the person who didn't hear is capable of doing it, then he's the one that should be paras al shama. Now, all of this is the shita samachaber. We're going to see later what the Ramah says is our minag, but even within the shita samachaber, there's something of a chiddush that others argue with. The Machaber Shita is that although all 10 of these people already daven b'yechidus, all 10 already daven Shmon Esrei, nevertheless, since the majority of them, or in the worst case, even one, did not yet hear Kaddish Baruch Hu and Kedusha, you are Poros al Shema. The Radvaz Shita is that if people daven b'yechidus, since they were not part of a minyan at the time they daven Shmon Esrei, they lost their chiyuv of Chazaras Hashatz. They do not have a chiv of Chazaras Hashatz, and therefore you can't do this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is the minhag is like the Radvaz, actually. He brings up some sofer. The minhag is like the Radvaz, that if you have 10 people that daven b'yechidus, they cannot get together then and go ahead and do a Poros al Shema. What you would have to have is at least somebody that didn't daven yet, who would still have the chiyuv. At least one of them who didn't yet daven the yechidus, so that he still has the chiyuv. But if they all davened already be yechidus, they weren't at tzibur, they lost the chiyuv of Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore they couldn't do all this. In the Bir Halacha, he goes into the situation where, say, you had 10 people in shul, however, you did not daven with a minyan at the time. You didn't have a minyan to daven Shmon Esrei then. So you had a bunch of people that daven b'yechidus, but they were in a shul where there were 10 people. There he wants to be makel that they can then do all of this. The reason being that since at the time they daven there were 10 people present, it's as if that is a machayev for Kaddish and Kedusha. That means the only time we're being machmir is if each of them davened as a yochid. Whereas if you had a minyan of 10 people sitting in the shul, and of them, say, a group of 6 already davened, and now of those 6 they would like to do a Chazaras Hashatz, that already would be permissible, even according to the Radvaz. So, Lamaisa, if 10 people daven the Yechidus, you cannot go ahead and have a Chazaras Hashatz done, or you cannot go ahead and have a Kaddish Baruch Hu and a Kedusha being made in this manner. Because the Takana of Kedusha, the Takana of Chazaras Hashatz, was made in the case where there was a chiyuv for it. If the entire tzibur already davened the yechidus, they never had their chiyuv in the first place.